AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Life happens, and having a primary care provider you trust can make all the difference. IU Health Primary Care in Frankfort welcomes two new family medicine physicians, Dr. Yang Yang Wong
or Dr. Paola Castellanos,
now accepting new patients. Whether you need an annual checkup, preventive care, help managing a chronic condition, or care when you're sick, our team is here for you and your family when you need it. Schedule your appointment today. Call 765-448-7500. IU Health Primary Care. Expert care. Close to home.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Summer's here. Let's get to work. Whether you're hauling tools or bags of feed, tackling landscaping projects, or cleaning up around the property, TC Trailers has the trailer you need. Check out their lineup of quality steel dump trailers, utility trailers, and landscape trailers, built tough to handle the job. Stop by TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or visit tc-trailers.com. Get her dumped with a quality steel trailer from TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosier Land TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
There we go. Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Why, Anita, you've changed your look a little.
Yeah.
No more did I say that, and I told Melissa as soon as she shut the mic off, well, unless Corey's here, and it turns out
it is Corey.
Hi, Corey. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Yeah. How are you?
We're doing good. Corey is the Assistant Director of United Way for Clinton County, and we are as happy to see you as we would be, Anita.
Bless your heart. Thank you. Yeah. I'm happy to be here, happy to talk about what we've been doing and what we got coming up. So.
Holy cow. It was a crazy end of July and early August for you, wasn't it?
It sure was. That's putting it lightly, for sure.
But yes. I think what you've discovered as we've been sitting here chatting is that you really kind of liked the way it all turned out this year. It was done a little differently. So talk about how everything was kind of combined into one week this year.
Absolutely. So back up a little bit, in years past, we've gave out our backpacks through our backpack program at National Night Out. The unfortunate thing is, although we love to partner with the police station, we were finding that a lot of schools were already starting their back-to-school events, and kids and students in the county needed their supplies sooner than that. So we made the decision to kind of pull away from National Night Out and do something there towards the latter part of July, and came up with what we called the Back to School Waddle event. And that's where we had our backpack giveaway July 23rd, I believe it was. We were able to give out over 500 backpacks to the community members, but not only that, we partnered with some wonderful agencies. We had some great opportunities. Meridian Health came out and did sports physicals for $10. We had the health department out there that was able to get people scheduled for vaccines and give them some information. And of course, we had over 25 different vendors, local organizations that came out and talked to people, gave them resources, updated them on what they have to offer for students and families of Clinton County. So that was, like I said, on a Thursday evening, and we also tied in our silent auction earlier in the week with that as well, which did wonderful. Everybody likes a good old online silent auction. The nice thing about it is you can do it from the comfort of your home. So, it was just a great opportunity to kind of to what we kind of called a United Way week, where we kind of just wrapped a bunch of this stuff into one. We had our Wacky Quacky Duck Derby the same night as our Back to School Waddle, which did really well. The best that we've done so far, we sold over 800 ducks this year.
And Carol Price walking away with that $1,000.
I tell you, she's lucky, ain't she?
She is. That's right. She does a lot for the community.
Oh,
so
she
it's
sure
kind of like, all right, I'm totally good with
it. And the funny story is, Carol actually donated, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago, money so that we could purchase those special ducks. So it was like coming full circle for her. Mm-hmm. So she's done a lot for United Way. She's done a lot for the community. So we're happy to see that she walked away as a winner, for sure.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a great week.
Yes. Yes, it was a great week. Like I said, we were able to connect with so many Clinton County residents and students, and then bring in a bunch of different organizations to help our community to get kids back to school ready and to get families back to school ready. So it was just a great turnout.
It was a move this year from Prairie Creek Park to TPA Park.
Yes.
And I do think that was a good move, not because we don't love Prairie Creek Park.
Right.
But usually the line is so long, they're up there on the, I was like, and this, mm-hmm. you know, with so many people, I just.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Anita said she guesstimated there was probably over 1,000 people that came and went through our Back to School Waddle. So having that open space there at the TPA Park and more parking opportunities, and you know, the lines could form a little bit better, was a great decision for sure. And we were right next to the pool. So when we did our Wacky Quacky Duck Derby, we had the fences line, the community, people came to watch, and I think they really enjoyed that because they've never been able to see it in action. So it was a great turnout for sure.
Fun week for sure.
Oh yes. Yeah. We like I said, it was a labor of love. It took a lot of community partners and organizations from everybody in the county that wanted to make sure that we made this a good event for our students and families, for sure. But it was
you
wonderful.
It was a great event.
Yeah, and so we're going to do it again. It turned out really well. I think we're going to do it again. We're going to make sure, like I said, next August or next end of July, that we get these backpacks out and the students connected with other partners and resources, for sure.
It's a great thing for families, but over
close to 600 backpacks, roughly?
Yeah. So right around 600, maybe a little more that we handed out this year. Of course, then we had some extras left over. So we always take like 10 to 12 backpacks, and we take them to the community schools here in Clinton County, just in case anybody didn't get to make it to the Wattle, so that they have extra backpacks and supplies on hand as well.
Absolutely. It was a great event.
Yes.
So what do we have upcoming?
Gosh.
We're into August now. The kids are officially back in school. What does that mean for United Way?
Well, we hit the ground running immediately after our
Wattle. I was hoping you could say, I went home that weekend and slept all weekend. You were exhausted, and here you're telling me, yep, we just keep going.
We just keep going. We are pace setters, so we are getting ready to start our 2026 annual campaign. The actual campaign runs from September 1st to November 1st, but we have what we call our pace setters, and they are the organizations and businesses that set the pace for the campaign, and they start doing campaigning in August. So this year we have 10 non-funded organizations or businesses that are supporting United Way that are doing the pace setter events. And then we have all of our 18 funded agencies that will be participating and doing their United Way campaigns as well in the month of August. So just to note some of those upcoming events that we've been told about so far, we have Frankfurt Education Foundation that's doing the Dine to Donate this Tuesday at Applebee's all day long. So a portion of the proceeds from that is going to go back into United Way. Frankfurt Education Foundation is one of our new agencies and their new funded agencies this year. Then we also have the City of Frankfurt that they're doing their bake sale August 21st. From 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Old Stoney. They do such a wonderful job with their bake sale. That they've done this for, I don't know, like 6 years, I think, or something. And the ladies over there and the gents over there, they come together and they have their employees donate baked goods, and they just sell them to the community. So,
and when is that?
That is August 21st at Old Stoney.
Okay.
Yeah, so check it out. It's open to anybody. You can come right in. They have it like in one of their big conference rooms. They have it marked and labeled, and you can come in and get some delicious desserts for sure. So those are just a couple of our pace setter events, campaign events that will be taking place in the month of August. There will be others, so be sure to...
I was going to say, that's just a few.
That's just a couple that I have noted here, but there will be others. There, you know, like I said, we're still at the beginning of August. They have the whole month of August to... campaign for United Way, fundraise for United Way, advocate for United Way, and they do a wonderful job. So, like I said, we have several organizations and businesses that have decided to step up and be our pace setter this year.
So are you still taking, because you said the Frankfurt Education Foundation is new this year.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other new organizations that you have this year?
Yes, there are. So we have... St. Matthew Preschool is a new agency this year, funded agency. We have, of course, Frankfurt Education Foundation. We have the Frankfurt Christian Academy. And also bringing back, new this year, is Food Finders. We didn't fund them last year, but they came back with a new proposal when we had our grant opened. And they're going to be adding more mobile food trucks that we have at the Boys and Girls Club this year. So you will see more of those in Clinton County this year. So those are our new agencies. And then, of course, we have kind of our regulars, I should say. We have Camp Column, we have 180, we have the Frankfurt Library, Open Door Clinic, Boys and Girls Club, Paul Philippi Resource Center, Quentin's House, Coach Kids, Scouting America, Salvation Army, Clinton Central Education Foundation, Learning Network, We Care, and Healthy Communities again this year.
I haven't heard about Quentin's House in a while. And so...
They have some new admin that had just come in. So they had a transition.
I wasn't even sure if there still was a Quentin's House at this point. Okay, good.
So they're, you know... They're not real talked about in our community,
Absolutely. But
they do a lot in our community. And
they have a very big purpose, I think,
yes,
that's hard to talk
yes.
about, maybe.
Yeah, so they, you know, they advocate for children, help families that have gone through, you know, child abuse of all sorts. And they partner also with the police and detectives and that kind of stuff to kind of help families during those difficult times. But yeah, so they've had some switching with their executive director. So she's brand new. In fact, we got to meet her at the Waddle. They came to see the community at their back to school Waddle, and we got to meet her for the first time. So they've been kind of quiet because they're transitioning, but they're still there for sure.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, actually. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So what else do we need to talk about that you have coming up?
Well, like I said, we are starting our pace setters this month of August, and then we'll jump right into our campaign. Our campaign, the purpose of our campaign is to raise money and awareness for these 19 organizations that we help and support financially. So we will be doing that from September 1st through November 1st. You will probably see different opportunities for fundraising events, but the big one is just, you know, trying to get people to understand where those dollars go and how they stay local here in Clinton County and what they do and the impact that they make. So we'll be jumping into that and campaigning. Anita does a great job with going out to the industrial park and talking to those residents. We'll have a new business circle that will be reaching out to local businesses about supporting United Way. So that's just what we are into right now is getting ready for our annual campaign so that we can make an impact and make a difference here in Clinton County.
Corey Faulkner is the Assistant Director for United Way of Clinton County. She's our guest on Party Line today. And what is our fundraising goal this year? Have we set that number yet?
We have set that number. So we are going to reach for the stars and do $400,000 this year. The wonderful opportunity that we have this year is we are blessed every other year to get a grant through Indiana United Way. This year we get an Indiana United Way matching grant for any new donor or any donor that gives at least a dollar more than they gave last year.
That's so how you guys got me last
that's
year
exactly.
too.
So
that's right. I feel like I can give an extra dollar.
Of course. And it's, you know, like I said, if you donated just a flat fee of $10 last year and you up it to $11 this year, your donation will be matched and it will now become a $22 donation. So you are doubling your impact this year.
Sure.
If you give, like I said, any new donor or anybody that gives at least a dollar more, we have that opportunity. The important part is we have pledge forms, or we have the QR code that you'll see on our website or Facebook page that you can use, and that helps us track it. So we have to have that information filled out in order to receive a match for your donation.
I don't know how you guys could make it any easier when it just comes out of my paycheck and I don't even see it.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, and I hear a lot of that. I hear a lot of people say that's just the easiest way to do it is they set it up through payroll or they set it up on our QR code and it just automatically takes it out monthly or, you know, one-time fee or whatever. So, it's just an easy way to do it. We want to make it easy for people, for sure. So, and
absolutely.
I think we have.
Yeah, I think you've done very well at making easy.
$400,000.
We can do it.
I think we can do it. I believe in our community. I believe in our donors and our supporters. And like I said, we partner with some wonderful agencies and we have wonderful funded agencies that make such a great impact. When you come into contact with people out in the community, like I said, we have 19 organizations or programs that we fund. You've probably been familiar with them or you've used their resources and benefited from them in some way, shape or form. So I just want people to keep that in their mind that, you know, your dollars stay local. Your dollars are here in Clinton County and they're going right back into these programs, right back into our impact work. Not only does United Way fund these agencies, but we also do our own impact work. I mean, we partnered with we helped with the opening of a new campus, West Campus for St. Matthew's Preschool. We opened up additional learning rooms, early learning rooms at their main campus. We partnered with Clinton Central High School to do their community service day where we built 5 little free pantries that we got to stick in the community as 24/7 access to food. We were able to help Open Door Clinic. Their blood pressure machine went down, their computers went down, and we were able to support them and get them a new blood pressure machine and new computers. We had grants for our local food pantries that we gave out. So just a lot of good things your dollars can go to in our community.
What do you think is an organization that you folks serve that a lot of people just don't know about? We talked about Quentin's House, but what is one that you think that maybe people just really didn't realize that they actually benefited from or just didn't know about?
Oh, gosh, there's so many.
I think we've had a lot of coverage on St. Matthew. We talked about them because we knew we had a crisis when the Y first closed down first. So we had a little bit of a community crisis with childcare for folks. So that, I think people know about that, but that was because it was such a crisis for a little bit. So what is another organization?
I think people don't realize the impact of our recovery programs, 180 Recovery and We Care Recovery, Women's Recovery programs, and what they do in our community for those people that are struggling, that are trying to get their lives back on track. They help these people. They help individuals get back on their feet and beat addiction and become, successful in life. So those are two that I can think of off the top of my head. I talk about them a lot, or we have talked about them a lot, but I got to highlight them. Healthy Communities, they do a lot for our community, and
they really
partner with them on everything for the most part. We're constantly leaning on each other, but Laura Archibald and her team over there, they're constantly wanting to help, and they have kind of the same mindset that we do. So they do a ton in our community. Camp Column's another one that doesn't just, it needs to be utilized more, I think. People maybe forget about it, or they don't know about it. So Russ Casper just told us that they got a new air conditioning system put into the lodge there, so you can host parties and events there. Of course, they do a lot for our youth. They hold a fifth grade science academy out there where the fifth graders get to come out and do that. So,
it's one of Russ's favorite things.
Yeah.
We hear it's really a week for us too, because we know all about it.
Yeah,
but honestly, it is. I mean, how cool is that, right?
It's amazing. And like I said, it's right here in our backyard, and it's just an opportunity that we miss sometimes, or that the community misses sometimes. So they do a great job of keeping nature alive in our community, and opportunities to learn and grow, for sure. But another one I got to highlight is Open Door Clinic. So Open Door Clinic, Sharon Hayden that runs that, does a wonderful job. We give them roughly $20,000, and they take that $20,000 and they're able to invest in like medicines to give back to the community, that it's over $1 million worth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So talk about a big impact.
Yeah. They're able to work with pharmaceutical companies and get those discounts and that kind of thing. I know I've seen people that I know that you wouldn't think would go to the Open Door, but their doctors actually referred them to the Open Door because medication is so high, and they were able to help them get those discounts and and work out those problems to make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, when you take a $20,000 grant and you're able to multiply it like that back into the community to help people, it's mind blowing to me. So they're doing wonderful things over there as well.
A lot going on, isn't there?
A lot. But I love it. I love that there's a lot going on, even though there are days you think, oh, how can we get back up and do this again? It's a passion of mine. It's a passion of Anita's, that we can get out there and we can make a difference in our community. We can, our saying is, we're not just giving handouts to the community members, we're giving hand ups. So we're helping people get back on their feet. We're tying them with resources, with these partnered and funded agencies that we have, to get people back on their feet and to help them thrive, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is a very key point. And I think a lot of people don't know that at some point they've probably somehow been involved with something that United Way has done. Even like the kids that, doing the Camp Cullum, Science Day.
100%.
I think people just probably
scouting.
Yeah.
All of that. I mean,
all of those things are tied in. We have our hands out in the community in a lot of different areas, and sometimes we're overlooked because we are in the back burner, and that's fine. That's not a problem, because we're here to help. That's our goal. We're here to make a difference and help people out.
Yeah, takes everybody, doesn't it?
It takes a village, for sure.
If everybody kicks in a little, it makes a very large impact.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And like I said, this year, with having the Indiana matching grant, United Way matching grant, where your donation is going to be doubled if you're a new donor, or a donor that gives at least a dollar more, just think about that. If you gave, if you're new and you just give $50, your $50 is turning into $100. Mm-hmm. And that goes a long way in our community, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, it does. So if folks you know, there are some people who are not working. They're either retired or maybe some people are stay-at-home moms or whatever, or dads. You can be a stay-at-home dad.
Of course.
Whatever. Some people aren't working for one reason or another, and they don't have the opportunity to give like I do, that it just comes right out of my paycheck. What is the easiest way for them, even if they can give a dollar? Well, $2 or whatever.
Yeah, the nice thing is, in the techie world that we live in, you can visit our Facebook page is going to have information, of course, and a link that you're going to be able to click on, and our website. So it's uwclintoncounty.org. That has all of our campaign information already on there, and you, with a click of a button, you can use your debit or credit card to set up payments, and it can be taken out monthly without you even knowing.
There you go.
Yeah. So, or you can send in a check or drop it off at our office. Our office is 1234 Rossville Avenue in Frankfort. We'll take it any way we can get it, but we're trying to make it as easy as possible, that those QR codes that you're going to see around, those links that you're going to see on our website and Facebook pages, they're going to take you immediately to a way to give. And it, like you said, it's nice sometimes to set it up that way to where you're just, it comes out automatically. You don't have to think about it.
Yep. Love those.
Yes.
I love that a lot, actually.
Yeah. It makes it real convenient.
That 1234 Rossville Avenue is kind of a hub.
It
I mean,
a hub.
Whoever thought when that building was purchased for what it's being used for now, that it would turn in
right
to what it's turned into.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We share United Way has one office in there, and we have three people in that office sometimes at once. But we share it with Healthy Communities and the health department, and all of us work so well together, and we bounce ideas off of each other, and we help, you know, partner with each other. And like I said, they were big partners, both of them, in our back to school Waddle event. So yeah, it's for sure. It's one of the, like you said, a hub for our community.
Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm. All right, what else do we need to, because our time is running out.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you would like? I see you have a list as well, so I want to make sure you have a chance to get the things that you want to cover.
So I just want to kind of make note that we are still looking to build a new facility. So this new facility, it will host United Way offices, and it will also, we're partnering with Healthy Communities, so they will also be in this facility. And we're looking to build a new facility to add more early learning and child care for Clayton County. So this has been a project that's gone on for probably 3-4 years that we are looking to do. We did, you know, our phase one, we were able to reconstruct the preschool over at Cornerstone and get it up and going where St. Matthew took over and made it their West Campus. We were able to add extra rooms at their main campus. Now our phase three goal is to construct and build a new facility and house Healthy Communities with their programs and their things that they've got going on with United Way and what we've got going on. And then, of course, with an early learning center for more child care and preschool opportunities.
How big of a building? Because to me, that looks like a fairly big building, but I'm guessing you're already pretty tight in there.
Oh, yes. We are very tight. Very, very tight.
She goes, oh, yes.
Very tight in there. Yeah.
No opportunity to build on there, I'm guessing, with the layout of the...
Yeah, there's some things that have prevented that from happening. The health department is growing. They need more space. Healthy Communities is growing. It needs more space. United Way is growing. We need more space. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking to just... step away from there.
So how much space do you think you need? That's a good question, because somebody doesn't know how much necessarily to give. If there was someone that said, you know what, I've got just a little bit of land that I could, or wherever, property, whatever, how much room do you need?
I would say 4 to 6 acres would be phenomenal. That would put in a great facility, parking lot, and opportunities. But if you got something that's, you know, around the 2-3 acre mark or whatever, it might be something that they can work with that we can build up. You know, we can build a 2-story building and do it that way. So we'll entertain ideas. So don't feel like you can't reach out if you don't have anything that big that you can, you know, talk to us about. So, yeah, reach out to us there at United Way for Clinton County. Our phone number is 765-654-5573. Email us at info@uwclintoncounty.org. We'll talk because we really want to get this up and going. We have some funding, some grants that we have been gifted that need to be used, that's going to help with the building of this. So we're just kind of biting our nails, waiting on a property to open up to where we can make it happen.
Sure. Do you have a side of the community that you would you know, we have the West Campus, so maybe you don't want something over there because there already is. What's your area that you were like, okay, this would be kind of ideal?
Well, initially we wanted to go over by the industrial park because we know that the factories over there, the businesses over there, have communicated with us and others in the community that they need childcare. That, I mean, that sometimes that's what keeps them.
Absolutely.
You know, the workers from working. So that would be a great location to get something up. But we also talked about, you know, even on the east side, there's not a lot with the core closing down. I know that there's talks about it reopening into a YMCA, and we're not sure when or how that's going to look.
Right.
But, you know, just about anywhere.
Okay. That's all we needed to know. Yeah. We're just being
just
flexible.
Just about anywhere. Yes. We're being flexible because, like I said, it's been a long time coming. We've been working on this for quite some time, trying to find land and property to open up a facility. Because I truly think that about anywhere you put it, it's going to make an impact.
And your ideal facility would take how many children in the daycare part and what ages?
75 to 100 kids would be our ideal, what we want to do. And it would take babies up to early kindergarten.
Okay,
you know,
so zero
age.
Pretty much to school
to, yeah,
age.
Yeah, zero okay. to 4 or 5 years old for sure.
All right.
That's our goal.
Well, I get it. And it is a need in our community.
100%. You know, we've had several, well, you know, like core closing down. And then there was the Heritage one out on the east side that closed down recently. There's not a lot of in-home daycares anymore either. So we know it's a factor that families need, and it's something we're just really trying to work on for sure.
Absolutely. All right. Corey Faulkner is the Assistant Director of United Way for Clinton County. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Always good to have you. Before we get out of party line today, we do have a pair of tickets to give away from our friends for Big B Coffee for a free beverage. So it would be, because there's two free beverages to Big B Coffee. If you would like to win those, just be the first caller right now, 765-659-3338 for a pair of free beverages from Big B Coffee. In the meantime, Shan will be in tomorrow. Have a great and safe day, everybody.